the Planter's Place podcast. Hey everyone, this is Ellen Wells with the Just Veggies podcast. I am also the author of the Just Veggies blog, and you can find that blog right here at plantersplace.com. So give that a read whenever you get a chance. Today we will be talking about gardening trends. I'm not usually a person who disseminates gardening trends, especially in this space, but I'm going to do it this year because I have just recently read a gardening trends list, and this is gardening trends for 2024, a list that was produced by the folks at the Pennsylvania Horticultural Society. And so it's their top 10 trends for 2024. And I feel that four of them are very much within the realm of vegetable gardeners. So I'm going to tell you what those are. And I am all behind it. I am 100% in for what these four trends promise. Okay, the first one is consider the environment as you go about your gardening. So long gone are the days of just indiscriminately soaking and spraying your gardens and landscapes with all sorts of stuff. Nowadays, I hope, folks are considering how their actions are impacting the surrounding environment. That is just as important as considering what you're actually growing. So what does it look like to consider the environment as you garden? Well, it is as simple as leaving your leaves. There's a lot of nutrients in those leaves. Just let them decay, break down, and add nutrients to your soil. Mulching with your leaves. There's lots of great stuff in there. So why would you bag them up, especially in plastic, and have them go away from your property? That's free nutrient right there. So keep it. That's considering the environment. Another way to consider the environment is by creating habitats for insects. You can do that by arranging branches and sticks and make them into little structures, little homes for insects, beneficial insects, let me say. And I'm sure the other ones get in there too, but, you know, be kind to all, right? You can buy mason bee structures, things that where mason bees can hang out. You can use peat-free soils. That's another way to consider the environment because peat bogs and harvesting from peat bogs is not good. You're releasing a lot of carbon right there. You can convert a portion of your lawn into crop-producing space, which I think you would want to do. And also, you can create mini meadows for pollinators. I call this the and movement, meaning you're considering your garden and your environment at the same time. There's a lot of ands out there nowadays. It just gives people a way of feeling like they're doing one thing but getting a couple of things in return. Anyway, that's just my commentary on that. So that was the first thing, consider the environment as you garden. The second is grow fruit at home. That's a big trend that the Pennsylvania Horticultural Society sees for next year. Yes, this is the Just Veggies blog, but I do occasionally shine some light on fruit. The Pennsylvania Horticultural Society has seen an increase in interest in fruit growing, and that's from folks who both have like plenty of yard space and also from folks who only have room to grow in containers or very small pots. So folks with lots of space to grow, the Horticultural Society is seeing a lot of fruit trees being grown. And when you do that, you can also consider growing native fruits. So there's the native persimmon and the native pawpaw. I have never had a pawpaw, and I hear they're really good. Next time I see it, I'm going to go in on it and try it out. And those native plants are really great alternatives to your typical apples and pears and peaches, which aren't native to this continent. And for folks who don't have a lot of space, there are a lot of breeders out there who are breeding berry bushes, blackberry bushes, blueberry bushes, raspberry bushes, that kind of stuff, for small spaces. Not just small spaces, but also pots. You can grow these things in bigger pots rather than put them out in your yard. Or you can put them out on your deck, which is great. There is also a fig that you can grow in a pot. It's called Fignominal. It's a dwarf fig. I hear it's really good. I've seen it in person, but I've not actually tasted the fruits. And then, of course, there are the strawberries that you can grow pretty much anywhere. Baskets are cool for those as they cascade. And you can hang them on your porch, which is cool. Okay, the third trend I want to talk about is plant pollinator-friendly gardens. You don't have to have a huge perennial garden to benefit your pollinator pals out there. You can have a vegetable garden. Plus, if you have vegetables, you need pollinators, or you're not really going to get a lot of fruit. Now, I have written about this in this Just Veggies blog space before, so you can go search for that topic. I believe it was a post from April of 2016, so you can scroll back, way back, and check out that. But a vegetable garden does and can benefit the pollinators and your crops. Keep that in mind. And the fourth trend I want to talk about that the Pennsylvania Horticultural Society feels is top of mind for 2024 and that veggie gardeners can get behind is register your garden with an ecological certification program. So your home can be a beacon of light to others on the topic of environmental issues. Changes to protect the environment don't have to be acts of major legislation, although that does help. Efforts to protect the environment on parcels of land as small as a backyard or front yard, that has just as much impact as one perhaps it might pass Congress, sort of program. If so many people band together in these certification programs, those efforts count towards protecting our pollinators, towards protecting our lands, towards protecting the cleanliness of our waters, of the air, and all of that. And when you are in a certification program, get a little plaque or some sort of sign that says, neighbors, look what I'm doing. You can do it too. If we all do it together, we can create change. That's what I like about certification programs. Now, there are a few certification programs out there that recognize home gardens and their ecological efforts. And those include, and you can Google these, I'll talk slowly so you can write them down. The first one is Homegrown National Park. The second one is Monarch Watch Way Stations Habitat Registration. And the third, National Wildlife Federation Wildlife Habit Certification. So, with those in mind, those four trends in mind, as you ease into your new gardening year, take some time to think about these. What can you do to help the environment, to grow fruits, to protect your pollinators, and just make a change in your gardening for the new year? Think about it. With that said, I hope you have a great day in the garden.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.